From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United Kingdom has raised its terror alert level from severe to critical for the first time in a decade following a suicide blast at a concert late Monday in the city of Manchester that left 22 dead and dozens more wounded. British Prime Minister Theresa May said the decision was made by the country's Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre.
This means that their assessment is not only that an attack remains highly likely, but that a further attack may be imminent.
She said military personnel are being deployed to bolster armed police officers.
This means that armed police officers responsible for duties such as guarding key sites will be replaced by members of the armed forces, which will allow the police to significantly increase the number of armed officers on patrol in key locations.
Prime Minister May said troops will be deployed along with police at what she called big events, including football matches and concerts. Thousands of people in Manchester, meanwhile, including Sheila, turned out Tuesday for a vigil for the victims.
I hope we all want to carry on gathering in shops and at concerts and football. I mean, in Manchester, we're not going to stop going to music or we're not going to stop going to football, absolutely.
Police have identified the suicide bomber as 22-year-old Salman Abedi, who was born to Britain to Libyan parents. Prime Minister May said it's possible a wider group was linked to the bombing, which comes just 2 weeks before a national election. A suicide bomber killed himself and at least four others Tuesday at a police checkpoint in Bosaso, the commercial capital of Somalia's northern Puntland region. Such attacks, while common in places like the capital Mogadishu, are less so in the semi-autonomous region. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is in Rome Wednesday, where he'll hold a meeting with Pope Francis and Italian leaders before attending a NATO summit in Brussels. Before leaving Israel Tuesday, Mr. Trump said both Palestinians and Israelis told him during his brief two-day visit they want peace.
Both Israelis and Palestinians seek lives of hope for their children. And we know that peace is possible if we put aside the pain and disagreements of the past and commit together to finally resolving this crisis, which has dragged on for nearly half a century or more.
But he acknowledged making peace will not be easy. He said both sides face tough decisions, but added with determination, compromise, and the belief that peace is possible, Israelis and Palestinians can make a deal. A senior U.S. intelligence official told lawmakers in Washington Tuesday that North Korea is on the path to developing the capability of carrying out a nuclear strike against the United States. Lieutenant General Vincent Stewart, who heads the Defense Intelligence Agency, said Pyongyang's multiple missile tests are yielding results.
Although shortfalls remain, key milestones have been met in specific systems, and they continue to obtain valuable data and insights from each test. Let me be very clear on this point. If left on its current trajectory, the regime will ultimately succeed in fielding a nuclear-armed missile capable of threatening the United States homeland.
Meanwhile, China's U.N. ambassador Tuesday called on the U.S. to pursue talks with North Korea. All it takes, said Liu Xiaoji, is political will. Venezuela's embattled President Nicolas Maduro has vowed to form a new Congress and rewrite the country's constitution. Speaking to supporters Tuesday, Mr. Maduro signed a document establishing terms for electing members of a constituent assembly tasked with drafting the constitution. The opposition has rejected the plan. Weeks of anti-government protests over food and medical shortages and hyperinflation left more than 50 dead. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte Tuesday cut short a visit to Moscow, declaring martial law in restive Mindanao province where Islamic State militants have clashed with troops. Ernie Abella is a presidential spokesman.
The president has called me and asked me to announce that as of 10 p.m. Manila time, he has already declared martial law for the entire island of Mindanao.
At least two soldiers have been killed, several wounded in Marawi, a predominantly Muslim city of some 200,000. Two more UN peacekeepers were killed in Mali. The Chadians died Tuesday while on foot patrol in the Kidal region near the Algerian border. British actor Roger Moore, best known for his movie role as James Bond, died Tuesday at the age of 89 following a battle with cancer. Moore also the longest-serving goodwill ambassadors for the UN Children's Fund. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.